Over the last 10 days, we've been hearing from our team of reporters traveling along the Grand Trunk Road, which runs across India and Pakistan. Today, their journey comes to an end. I reached my colleague, Steve Inskeep, on one of his final stops on the road.
Hi, Renee.
Hi, Steve. We're hearing birds behind you. Tell us where you are.
I am in a Mughal garden, which you could think of as a sort of motel for kings along the Grand Trunk Road here. This is a garden that the emperors who ruled India starting in the 1500s essentially built for themselves. It was a place that you could stop along this road as it headed into what is now northwest Pakistan and on into Afghanistan, into Kabul. There are some ruins of buildings here, gorgeous pointed arches, vaulted ceilings, and there's a huge reflecting pool which kids now use is a sort of swimming pool. They've been jumping in there today and splashing around in the water.
And these Mughal kings, one of those kings built the Taj Mahal.
One of those kings did build the Taj Mahal, which is, of course, now in India and reminds us the way that the South Asian subcontinent is partly connected along this Grand Trunk Road that we've been traveling. Borders only mean so much here, even though they are violent borders at the moment and in many cases fortified borders. We've been traveling for the last few weeks along this road, various members of our staff, and it's remarkable the similarities that you see along the way. And, of course, part of the reason is that everybody has a shared history here, Renee.
You know, Steve, we heard a lot last week from Phil Reeves about India and how it balances the ancient with the new. Of course, India is a much older nation than Pakistan, which was created in 1947. But do you see the same balance as you travel along the road of ancient and new?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that Pakistanis, some of them will argue a little bit with what you just said. This is a bit of a bifurcated nation when it comes to its history, because in one sense, Pakistan did begin in 1947 at the time when Britain left the subcontinent and it was divided into two different countries. And a lot of Pakistani history books just focus on what has happened since then. And yet at the same time, I think Pakistani after Pakistani that we've spoken with along the way is aware of what they describe as a shared history with India. They feel it is their own, and they have their own amazing historic landmarks and shrines all along the route.
And of course, before the Soviet invasion and the many wars that have overtaken Afghanistan in these last 30 years, before that, the Grand Trunk Road carried travelers and tourists over to where you are from Kabul.
Yes, it was a much more open route, and it was a very famous route. In fact, I've heard different accounts, different opinions about where the Grand Trunk Road really ends. Some people will say it's the city of Peshawar, which is not far from this lovely garden where I am today. Some will say it's Landi Kotal, which is the border crossing into Afghanistan, and some will give the account of Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan itself. Of course, that's really a technicality that we can argue about. It is an ancient trade route. It connects up to Central Asia and emphasizes again the way that these countries are connected, which, as you know very well, Renee, because you've traveled repeatedly to Afghanistan, is something that American policymakers have struggled now for years to get their brains around. How do they come up with a solution for Afghanistan that also makes sense across the border in Pakistan? How do they do the reverse of that?
Well, I suppose you could say, especially when it gets into Afghanistan, that the Grand Trunk Road is a little like Route 66 in America. That is more myth than reality. But with stories that abound from another time.
The parts that we've been able to travel here, it's an amazing journey. The people we've hired as drivers have sometimes thought we're a little foolish. One of them really thought we should be taking the expressway, which goes a different route and much, much, much faster along much of Pakistan. But it's a little like getting off the interstate and going onto one of the old U.S. highways, and you will see a million gas stations, you will see a million shabby stores, and every now and again you'll see one of those historic markers that if you pull over and stop and see what it is, you begin to discover an amazing story. The same way that just earlier before our conversation, someone mentioned this Mughal garden to me, and we drove right over, and the sun has come back out from behind the clouds. The mountains are visible off to my right. The gardens are gorgeous. The trees are gorgeous. And someone just jumped into the reflecting pool behind me.
Steve, it's been great listening to you, hearing the stories from the Grand Trunk Road this past couple of weeks from you and Phil Reeves and Julie McCarthy. And when I do make a trip to Afghanistan come this September, I'll be sending you back stories from parts of the Grand Trunk Road. Have a good trip back.
Well, thanks very much, and we'll be looking forward to hearing your reports in September from Afghanistan.
If you missed any of the stories from along the Grand Trunk Road, you can hear them and see the photos at npr.org.